Do you want to learn where Dr. Cruz puts her coffee now? Stay tuned for the next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. If you are a regular listener, we appreciate your loyalty. We love you, and we're so excited that you have continued on this journey. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome, and welcome to the family. So let's go ahead and get started, because I'm sure... I don't think we'll have enough time, really, on this podcast. So, anyways.
This has been quite a journey with coffee.
It has. It has. And I'm going to tell you that I've actually been a little bit hesitant about talking about this because it's so radical. The whole concept of what we're going to talk about is radical. So what are we going to talk about?
Like radical cool or like radical like out there?
I think both.
Right.
I think for me, radical cool, but I think both. Radical like a little like woohoo, you know, a little out there. But then again, I'm really into way out there things.
Yep.
Okay. And so I got to tell you, to me, I think that this has been an incredible discovery. So what are we talking about? We're going to talk about coffee enemas. Coffee enemas. That's right. So I think I've mentioned on previous podcasts that in cleaning up my diet, I also eliminated coffee, which I miss very much.
So you did that before.
I did it before. You actually drank coffee
for years, and then when we started on this journey a decade ago, you stopped drinking coffee back then.
I did.
And then something happened. We had kind of a little bit of a life crisis, and you went back to drinking coffee.
That's right.
And you got back into it, and you noticed a difference in how you were feeling, and all this stuff started happening with your lymph nodes. And I said to you, maybe try the coffee again.
Yeah, right. Well, I have to say that I really wasn't feeling anything from the coffee specifically like I had been years ago when I stopped it, when we started on this journey. At that point, I had been feeling a lot of like muscle aches and especially like in my neck area. And so I decided to stop drinking coffee to see if they went away, and sure enough, those neck pains went away. Mm-hmm. This time when I went back to drinking coffee, it was about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and we had just lost one of our nurse practitioners, and it was kind of like right before the holidays, and it was just crazy busy, and so I went back to drinking coffee. But this time I drank organic coffee. And I was using like organic creamers. I was using like nut-based creamers and like cashew creamer and cashew milk, coconut milk. and so I started, I wasn't feeling those same aches that I had years ago. And for me, coffee is really a very emotional thing. You know, I mean, people do emotional eating. To me, coffee is very emotional. I grew up watching my dad drink it. We made it for him. My dad and mom tell me stories that from the moment I could walk, I would steal his cups where there was a little bit of coffee left, and I'd hide in a closet and drink it. Like, I just love coffee. And it's not that I feel I need that caffeine in the morning. I just love the smell of it. I love the taste of it. And I actually had stopped putting sugar in it years ago, mm-hmm. when I had been drinking it. So it's just basically coffee, but it's got to have cream in it. Mm-hmm. But then when this happened with me with my lymph nodes, you know, Tina was really pushing hard for me to stop it and just really clean up my diet all the way. And
well,
I agreed.
Because I saw what the cup looked like after you were done with it.
Right.
With the
so she
with the
so she said, you see what your cup looks like at the bottom of the cup with the leftover creamer?
She wouldn't see it 2 hours after it had been sitting in the sink, because she left for work in the morning. So she'd put it in the sink, and then I would see it 2 hours later, and I'd be like, oh, that doesn't look very good.
Yeah, so she, you know, I mean, I was trying to do everything, right, to clean up, and when I found out about my lymph nodes, and just try to clean up as much as I could on all levels. So that included giving up the coffee, and I'm not going to drink black coffee. I'm not. So
sorry. Sorry, coffee.
It's got to have cream in it. Got to have cream. But anyways, so when we met with the naturopathic doctor several months ago, one of the things that she suggested that she said could really be a game changer as far as detoxing my body were coffee enemas. Now, I'm not a stranger to coffee enemas because I do remember my mother doing coffee enemas mm-hmm. when I was during part of my growing up, and she was doing it also for detoxing purposes. But I remember my mother brewing fresh coffee, like, you know, whatever Puerto Ricans use, you know, and like the good stuff, and mm-hmm. then cooling it down and using it, and the house just smelling amazing.
Pre-enema.
So I remember telling the naturopathic doc, yes, I'm going to do coffee enemas because if I'm not drinking coffee, at least I can smell it. And well, she's like, yeah, you're not going to be using that coffee. And so I had no idea what she was talking about. She goes, what you want to use is coffee that's made from the coffee beans when they're still like greenish, like mm-hmm. blondish, mm-hmm. blonde, I guess is what she, right. was a word that she used. So they're very, very lightly roasted. And the reason for that is because you wanted that bean to maintain as much of its good nutrients as it can. And with coffee beans that are used for drinking coffee, those are pretty much like roasted really nicely, yeah. to the point, you know, where they're
pretty
dark.
Much not much left.
Yeah,
goodness,
not much left. So yeah. She tells me of this coffee that I needed to order from a company called S.A. Wilson, and she said this is like the best, and you've got to get this. It has so there's two components to coffee enemas, okay, that are really important. Number one is the caffeine. Okay, so these beans will still have caffeine. But the second component of it is an ingredient in these blonde beans that is called palmitic acid, okay? And so because they're not like overly roasted, they still have very high contents of the palmitic acid, as well as other phytonutrients or nutrients that you would typically find in greens. Mm-hmm. And so the caffeine, the whole reason to do a coffee enema is because you want to get that coffee into the rectum. The caffeine helps to relax smooth muscles throughout your body, and you know, it helps relax smooth muscles in your liver and your gallbladder, and what the caffeine does is help to relax all these muscles. And so now you're getting some of this caffeine traveling through the rectal veins, through the rectal vessels, blood vessels, up, transport, you know, and getting into the liver area, and you've got this relaxation of these muscles. And so by relaxing the muscles, like in the liver, which includes, you know, you've got your bile that's made in the liver, you've got bile that's stored in the gallbladder. And so by relaxing these muscles, it helps to promote more of a dump of the bile. And bile, when bile is dumped, bile is full of toxins that have been processed. Okay, your liver is a huge metabolic processor. It helps to process so much of, you know, so much of the blood flows through the liver, and it's a huge detoxer. Okay, a lot of detoxification of your body happens in the liver because there's such a great amount of blood that's processing through. And then these toxins get delivered into the bile and get dumped out of the bile, and the bile dumps into the small intestine, and then that pushes out into the colon, and you dump all this stuff out in your stool.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to.
You're supposed to, right.
Yeah.
But one of the things that the palmitic acid does, okay, so the second ingredient in this coffee, these blonde beans, is that the palmitic acid is very high, and it's the palmitic acid that helps to promote the production of glutathione S transferase in the liver that helps with the detoxification of blood as it's flowing through the liver. It's actually pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. pretty amazing. I've done a ton of reading on different, articles that are out there on coffee enemas. Supposedly, and I've seen this quoted in several articles, like where it will rev up the production of this glutathione like up to 700 times. Mm. So it's in the world, in the naturopathic holistic world, this is really considered like a game changer when it comes to detoxifying your body. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, when you have a whole list of different ways of detoxifying your body, coffee enemas really come in at the top. Mm-hmm. You know, and I suppose it's because there's such a high revving of this enzyme. There's a doctor, Dr. Gerson, and I don't know if Dr. Gerson is still alive or not, mm-hmm. but supposedly the Gerson Clinic, which takes care of a lot of patients like with cancer, part of their regimen, part of their detoxing regimen, in addition to drinking fresh juices, mm-hmm. like on a daily basis, are the coffee enemas. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's even like a Gerson coffee enema protocol that you can follow. There's a lot of different things out there. I mean, one of the other things that I've read in more than one article has been about adding like a tangerine or a citrus type oil, like lemon oil, a few drops to the actual coffee enema. Mm-hmm. And that helps also with helping to detox.
And those are the same types of oils you would use in a diffuser.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people have those oils laying around. They wouldn't even know they could use it
exactly.
in a coffee enema.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I've seen the tangerine quoted on more than one article, but mm-hmm. there was another one that talked about just using one of the citrus oils.
Okay. And what about taking the chlorophyll mm-hmm. tablets?
Oh, yeah, the chlorophyll. So that I'm glad you brought that up. So that was another thing that I learned also. Okay, so I started doing these coffee enemas like back in September, October. Mm-hmm. And
you started out with one a week.
Yeah.
Then it went to two a week.
Okay.
Now
okay,
it's
yeah.
like
so let's,
almost
let's,
every day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just so amazing. Like I just feel so great because I feel like I'm really releasing a lot of toxin and I'm, you know, we may have to do a second podcast.
Yeah.
We may really need to do a second podcast because we're actually running out of time.
Because I want to actually show the beans.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to put
it
in.
We should do that.
The,
yeah, we'll do that and we'll actually show you how I'm making it. You know, mm-hmm. like some people are like, well, what are you doing? Like, are you putting
we
in
need
a
to
coffee
do a show
pot
and tell.
Or what?
Show the beans, show the actual enema bag, show, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Show the coffee.
That's right. Like, this is a huge thing. And there was even, I've been doing so much research on it, and there actually is a lot out there on it. But then I decided to look it up on YouTube. And I actually found a YouTube that was, I think it was the show The Doctors, mm-hmm. and they were talking about how Katy Perry had put something out there about using coffee enemas as anti-aging.
Mm-hmm. And, which is also detoxification.
Yeah, detoxifying your body, exactly. Right. And but they were really, they were kind of like putting it down.
Yeah.
Actually, not kind of. I let you listen to
it. They had a colorectal surgeon on, and he had nothing good to say about what Katy Perry was doing, which I thought was really just not really being open-minded about.
They should have really had a holistic
provider,
like a naturopathic, or even
Maybe
not a gastroenterologist. They'd have to have this gastroenterologist on there, somebody who actually believes in the holistic side of medicine, like we do, because I would probably venture to guess that most gastroenterologists maybe haven't even heard of it, and aren't familiar with it and how it can be beneficial, but yeah, they actually just basically poo-pooed it and said, you know, Katy Perry, you should really be careful with what you put out there, which mm-hmm. I was kind of sad mm-hmm. and bummed about that. You know, I was like, well, that's too bad, because they really could have put out such great information about it. And then you let people decide, okay? Right. It's not going to be for everybody. And yeah, you're going to have a lot of different opinions about it. For me, I can honestly say at this point, I feel at least from the way I feel that it has been a game changer, okay? Obviously, we'll see when I get repeat scanning of my lymph nodes, but I really feel like it has helped me. And so, okay, we're going to have to come to a close here, and we're going to have to do another podcast.
Yeah. Show and tell podcast.
That's right. So this
is
part one.
And we'll talk about my experience with the coffee enema.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about her experience. All right. Very good. We'll do a part two. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Oh, one more thing, too. We'd like to let you know that we've got a new website, an updated website, www.drlizcruz.com. So that's drlizcruz.com. Okay. So please go and check that out. And also, we have a new app.
We have an app?
We have an app.
No way.
That's right. We have a new app, Dr. Liz Cruz. We have an app for iPhones, Androids. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. You can order your products through there. There's information about the surgical facilities, the centers. There's all of our podcasts will be on our app. What else? What am I missing?
Just download it and check it out.
Just download it. Check it out. It's awesome. That's right.
And it's free.
That's right. So please check it out. Our new updated website and our app. And awesome. So thank you for joining us. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.